Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
It is I, the last man in the universe. I speak to you now from this abandoned moon base. This moon base was not abandoned because of the end of the universe. It's just a terrible moon base. People were here for a week and then abandoned it and moved to a different moon base. What became of them, I don't know. But this has become my refuge. My tomb! This event that I send to you now is a cautionary tale of the failure of the courts to prevent our doom!
Hello, I'm looking for a Gus Freeman.
Oh, Gus Freeman?
Yes, Gus Freeman.
Well, he's at lunch right now. He should be back any minute. Can I take your name? Do you have an appointment?
Well, it's just that I'm in a little spot of trouble, you see.
Okay.
My android has inadvertently killed my wife. And I need to be represented in court.
Let me just get this down. Hang on. Oh, where's my pencil? Where is my space pencil? There! There it was, sorry.
Excellent.
In a vortex.
Oh, it was in a vortex.
Yeah, okay, so your name again, sorry.
Oh, I did not tell you my name. It is Garcia Romez.
Is it pronounced scary like that, or?
Yes, that is an actual intonation.
Okay, so Garcia Romez.
Yes, I could paint the picture for you slightly. It was about 3 days ago.
Okay.
I had been working late. When I came home, I saw that my door was ajar. Usually, my android comes to greet me with my slippers and a glass of brandy, but there was no one around, so I went up the stairs. When I got to the second floor, I saw the door of my bedroom was also ajar. I looked inside, and on the bed was my android. On top of him was my wife. I did not realize. Helena, what have you done?
I've done what you could not do. He has done what you could not do. I am pregnant.
It's not what it looks like.
Not what it looks like. It's exactly what it looks like. You are having an affair with an android. At that point, the android roused himself from his mechanical stupor. I can only imagine that's what it was. And I went for him. I know he has an off switch on his left buttock. I reached for it. I dove for it. I missed. And I punched my wife in the face, killing her immediately. You see how I killed my wife, but...
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I need to pin this crime on the android so that I don't go to space prison. You see, I have only one leg. I couldn't survive in space prison.
Well, you're in luck. I think, was it Ben?
I think it was Gus something.
I see, Gus is Let's just say it's Gus.
Sure.
Is it Gus?
Yes,
it's
me.
I didn't take action.
Gus. Stop it, roll it back and see if it is Gus.
Yeah, all right. Let's just stop,
right. Just stop it. Yeah.
So, if Mr. Freeman is not available, I assume you are his associate. Could you possibly take my case?
Well, I'm just an intern. I'm Mr. Freeman's assistant.
I'm back from lunch.
Ah, Mr. Freeman.
Oh. Hello.
This is, Garcia Ramirez.
Are you having a stroke?
No, that's how he pronounces his name.
I see.
It's ominous.
Yes, that is my name.
Hello, Mr. Garcia Ramirez. Close.
It's close enough.
Mr. I'll just call you Garcia.
Thank you.
Garcia, how can I help you?
Well, I've just been telling my story to your associate here, your intern.
Oh, well, intern, what's happening here?
He killed his wife, and he wants to pin it on his android.
Oh, sounds like a job for Gus Freeman.
Thank you. I was hoping you would take my case.
This is clearly a case of mistaken android identity murder.
That is what I assumed, although I am no legal expert.
But you actually killed your wife.
I did.
You probably shouldn't have told us that.
I realize, but this is client privilege, is it not?
He's got us there.
Yeah, we can't tell anyone.
No, you can't reveal that.
Not at all.
No, good.
Well, Garcia?
Yes.
I will take your case. We'll pin this murder on this robot, or my name isn't Gus Freeman, space attorney.
Okay. Mr. Freeman?
That's me.
I've got your coffee.
Thank you very much.
I've got your briefcase.
Excellent.
I've got your extra pants.
Space pants?
Yeah, space pants.
Fantastic.
Oh, Mr. Freeman, before you go...
Yes, Brenda?
I just wanted to say thanks again for last night.
Oh, my pleasure.
I wish I could say the same.
Well, what's important here is my pleasure.
Oh, Gus, you're a dog.
Can I talk to you for a second, Gus?
One second, Brenda. What's up, intern?
Mr. Freeman, how long have you known that woman?
Brenda?
Yeah.
6-7 hours.
Have you let her know any details of this case?
No. Which case?
The Ramirez.
Oh, that case.
Yeah.
Yes, she knows all about it.
She could easily be working for the prosecution.
I don't think so. Just one sec. Brenda?
Yes?
Are you working for the prosecution?
No.
See? Intern?
She asked. No, that was a question. Let me just inject her with some truth serum.
Sure, go ahead.
And...
I am working for the prosecution, Gus.
That is the fastest acting truth serum I've ever seen.
Oh, it's the new stuff. Yeah, it's mostly made of horse semen, and that's actually it. It's actually distilled horse semen.
That explains this oily taste in my mouth.
Brenda, that's actually from last night.
Gus, you're a dog.
And that's true.
She really means that.
Let's ask her some other things.
Hey, Brenda.
Yes?
Tell us all about the prosecution's case.
Well, it turns out that the android himself has secured a very high-priced attorney from Betelgeuse.
Betelgeuse?
Yes.
They have the best law school in the universe.
Not Flip Glocksnar.
Yes, Flip Glocksnar, you know of him.
Flip Glocksnar graduated first in his class.
And I was second.
This is going to be good.
And she means that because of the truth serum. Yes.
Well, the horse semen. It's amazing how serum and semen are so close.
So, Flip Glaxnar is on his way to the court right now, and he's filed a brief.
A brief?
A brief.
We have to get to that court.
Yeah, before that brief is over, because, you know, it's not going to last too long.
No, you're right.
It'll be
brief. Very, very brief. I like that. Well, Brenda, we can't have you following us, so there we go. I am a dog.
Order! Order in the court! Please welcome the Right Honorable Heyman Grantine.
Hey, the court will be seated. All of you, sit down. I am Heyman Grocknar. Was that it?
Yes, sir! Heyman Grocknar!
Heyman Grocknar.
Objection! This judge cannot even remember his own name.
Sustained. Strike my name from the records. I will now be called Demon X-X-15.
Judge Demon X-X-15, now presiding. Please take your seats.
All right. Now, I've got some business to address before we begin. The windows have been vacuum sealed to protect you. You may not open the windows. Do not attempt to open the windows because we are floating in the cold vacuum of space.
Well, it is space court, Your Honor. I think we all know that.
Well, you can't be too careful in the cold vacuum of space. Last week, we had not vacuum sealed the windows, and some ass decided it was getting too stuffy because he was tired of his testimony, so we got some air, and what happened? All the air got sucked out of the courtroom into the cold vacuum of space, and I was the only one who survived. Why? Because I was out of there in a second. Now, the other business is there's a bake sale this Sunday on Planet X.
Bake sale on Planet X!
Your Honor, what does this have to do with our case?
Well, the bake sale will be made entirely of evidence from this case. All the evidence from this case, and I hope you've brought a lot of evidence, is going to...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Make baked goods. We're going to use all the weapons, all the evidence, the blood samples. We're going to put it in a pot. We're going to make up some muffins, add some ostrich eggs, and make baked goods.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
I'm asking a serious question here.
And I'm giving you a serious answer. Do you want to be held contempt in the space court?
Please let me ask my question, sir.
All right.
And then feel free to hold me in contempt.
I'll allow it.
Are you suggesting that we eat human blood inside baked goods? Were to eat this?
What's your name?
Gus Freeman.
Gus Freeman, approach the bench, please.
All right. Hello.
Oh, no, no, no. Ah, my ear. I just ate your ear. Why?
I don't know. I got excited.
I object.
Your Honor, my name is Flip Glaxnar.
Flip Glaxnar, I've read your case studies.
Yes,
and your erotic novellas.
Yes, I've penned a few of those in my time, drawn from personal experience, I might add.
Oh, really?
Permission to approach the bench?
Please do.
Permission to back away from the bench?
If no, overruled. You stay here at the bench. Damn it!
Gus, I'd like you to stay here. Now, I know we've had our differences over the years.
Differences?
That's what I said. Differences.
I hear you.
We're professionals, you and I.
Professionals?
Yes. Remember that time in the academy? Huh? Remember that? Hey, Gus. Hey, can you hand me that roll of toilet paper?
I sure can. Here you go.
Oh, man. That's sandpaper. My anus.
Suck it.
I'll let that go.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I've put that behind me. Your Honor, I'd like this case to be conducted with the utmost care and concern for my friend Gus here. I don't want him to come off looking bad.
I'll allow it. I didn't listen to a word either of you said, but the flashback was compelling. All right, now I believe the accused's name is Garcia Ramirez. Am I pronouncing that right, Mr. Ramirez?
Jace, my name is Garcia Ramirez.
Ooh, that sounds sultry and ominous at the same time. Mr. Ramirez, you stand accused of murdering your wife. How do you plead?
I plead unoyale.
Let the jury remember that.
Your Honor, my client is the android who stands accused of this heinous crime.
Wait, are there two accused?
We contend in my defense of Mr. Ramirez that the android actually killed his wife and not Mr. Ramirez.
And what do you contend, Mr. Glaxnar?
I contend that my android client is being accused erroneously of a crime he, or rather it, did not commit.
My only crime is love.
I object, Your Honor.
Overruled! If I have learned anything from Mr. Glaxnar's erotic novellas, love is the most dangerous crime of all, and we are all guilty. Those of us who are not have no hearts, or have had their hearts carved out by beasts.
Your Honor, if I may interject.
Yeah, go, I'll allow it.
You say that those of us who have not experienced love have no hearts.
Uh-huh.
This android has no heart. He is not human. He has no heart. Therefore, he cannot love.
Objection, Your Honor.
Overruled. I need to see into this android's body to see if a heart exists.
Your Honor, I have a rather radical answer to that.
I'll allow it.
I have here a miniaturization device that will allow us to become very, very small and travel inside of my android client.
Objection! What will this prove?
I want to see where he's going with this.
Yes, Your Honor. This will prove once and for all that my android client actually has a heart. One that is capable of love and incapable of murder.
This is highly irregular. But I'll allow it.
All right.
Mr. Glaxnar, Mr.
Freeman.
Freeman, and bring, I want you to bring your client, what was his name again?
Garcia Ramirez.
Garcia Ramirez. We're all getting shrunk down to microscopic size, and we are going into the body of this android. Android, what do you say?
Now, you'll notice it's a lot darker in here than you might have assumed.
Why, ain't there any old fluorescent lights inside the android's body?
Yes, where is the illumination, or the light, or the emotion inside of this android,
oh,
Mr. Glaxnar?
Nice, nice ploy. Playing on the sympathies of the jury, I see again, hey, guys?
Did they come with us?
No, I left them back there.
So you're making this judgment on your own, Judge?
I always do. The jury is just for show. In fact, they are nothing but an oil painting that I made on the weekend.
Incredibly lifelike. Your pictures and my erotic novellas, something to think about?
I'm getting sweaty just thinking about it. Or is that the heat coming from the brain of this android?
To the brain!
I object. The heart would be nowhere near the brain.
You're holding my android client up to human standards, Mr. Freeman. I think we've decided that an android is not a human.
But your android killed a human.
That still remains to be decided by Demonoid X-59.
Demonoid X-15! Get it right!
Sorry, I was thinking of your predecessor.
Oh, yes. I ate him. As one day I will be eaten when my time comes.
And so is the cycle of justice. Now, to the brain. And in the brain, we'll find a schematic, which will lead us to the heart.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me.
It doesn't right. make... We're leaving the center of the... Oh, forget it.
Up the ladder. Up the ladder, everyone. Okay.
Oh, it's... Oh, what's that? Ah, something dripping on my head.
It's thought.
Thought.
Liquid thought.
Liquid thought. Incredible. What an innovation, huh?
Perfect. Your Honor, this is all pointless special effects trickery on the part of Mr. Glaxnar.
You're right. Mr. Glaxnar.
Yes, sir.
You have just 1 minute to provide us with a heart.
Yes, Glaxnar. Show us the heart.
I'll do more than that. Look around you, gentlemen.
What?
These walls are pulsing. I said I was taking you to the brain, but in fact, the brain and the heart of this android are one.
Well, it's like a highly evolved species.
Exactly.
Capable of highly evolved murder.
Objection.
Overruled.
I've been made redundant in this case.
So it's time for you to decide, Judge.
Here in the hot brain of this android?
I'm here too.
Mr.
And I have a lot riding on this, so make it good.
Mr. Ramirez.
Jace.
Did you love your wife?
In my way, I did.
Android, did you love Ramirez's wife?
Did I neglect to tell you this was a one-way trip, gentlemen?
Yes, you did.
This is a one-way trip, I neglected to tell you that.
Why have we agreed to do this?
Because we have lost custodianship of this universe. Androids are our my children that need to go forward and make this a better place to be.
Everyone, gather round. I'm about to make my judgment.
I'd like to hold hands, if that's all right.
Yes, hold hands and have this cup and drink this. Everyone, drink this.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have just ingested horse semen.
Oh my God. That explains that oily.
Now we can tell nothing but the truth.
Remains.
Jays.
You drank the horse semen.
I did.
Did you kill your wife?
I did, yes.
Okay.
It was on purpose. I knew about the affair with the android. I've known about it for years. I was just looking for the right time to do it.
Freeman, I must tell the truth. I wish that I wasn't inside this android. Because this android, it's left the courtroom. It's meeting Brenda.
Oh my God. Look out his android eye holes. It's a giant hot woman.
Hi, android. Wow, you seem different. That's funny. If you're up for it, and I can see you are. Oh, android, you're a dog.
Space Court by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as the intern and Judge Demon XX15. We smart as Garcia Ramirez, the android, Brenda, the bailiff, and Flip Glaxnar, and Nug Nargang as Gus Freeman and Helena Ramirez. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Check us out at Illusionoid.com or join the Illusionoid group on Facebook and send your suggestions to us. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.